Son, is that you? Come into my room for a minute. How was your game tonight? Oh, I'm sorry you didn't win. Is something else wrong? You don't look very good. You pulled a muscle during the game. Oh, you poor boy. How bad does it hurt? Oh, well, you know that I am a professional masseuse. If you want, I could give you a nice massage before you go to bed. Would you like that, sweetie? No, I don't mind. If my little fella isn't feeling good, I'll do anything to make him feel better. Some of my clients say that my hands are like magic on pulled muscles. I'm actually a very talented masseuse. And I don't know techniques that will make you forget all about that soreness. Well, I guess there are a few techniques I won't be able to use on you. Let's just say that a few of the things I do for my regulars are probably not things that a mother should do to her son. But I promise to make you feel fully relaxed so that you can get a good night's sleep and heal up. So why don't you just take your clothes off and lay down on my bed? You can use this towel to drape over your midsection. I'm going to go get my massage oil while you undress. I'll be right back. Okay, are you ready for me? Good. Now, where exactly is the muscle you pulled? Your groin? You pulled your groin, and now you want me to massage it? Son, are you sure you want your own mother touching you down there? It's sort of a delicate area of your body, and a private one, too. Well, if it hurts that bad, I understand why you're not too apprehensive about it. I'm going to take this towel off. I don't see any point in modesty if I'm going to be working in that area anyway. Okay, now I want you to spread out your legs. More. Do a little bit more, please. Okay, that's better. Now, I know this is an awkward situation, but I want you to try and relax, okay? I'm going to start here, on your inner thigh. And I'm going to put a little bit of this nice warm oil in my hands. It should help your muscles relax. There. How does that feel? I can tell it's pretty tight. I'm going to move my hands up a little bit higher. Yep, this is it. Right here. This is where you pulled it. Right here, where your leg meets your groin. Oh, you poor thing. I'm going to need to put my hands closer to the inside of your pelvic area. But, well, your penis is in the way. Is it okay if I move it aside? It's okay, son. I really don't mind. It's not like this is the first time I've touched a penis while giving a massage. Well, technically it's not part of my job. I could actually get in trouble if anyone else found out about it. So let's not talk about that right now. I'm going to use one hand to massage your upper thigh and the other to massage your groin at the same time. Okay? Now take a deep breath and just relax. Okay? Do you really want to know about this, son? I mean, I am your mother. Do you really want to hear about how I jerk off my clients for an extra $50? And yes, that's all I do. I'm not a whore. I don't let them fuck me or anything like that. And no blowjobs either. Well, yes, I guess I do take my top off for them. I'm pretty sure that the only reason I'm so popular down there is because of my big tits. I mean breasts. No, I don't let them touch me. I used to let some of my clients touch my breasts, but I stopped because it always led to them asking for even more. So now I just give hand jabs. What? You want me to show you my tits too? Son, I can't believe you just asked me that. What made you think I would even consider that? You really think seeing my tits would help you relax more? Okay, fine. I'll do it. But the same rules apply to you. You can look, but don't touch. Okay? I can't believe I'm doing this. There, is that better? Do you like mommy's big fat tits, baby? Well, you certainly seem to be responding to them. I've rubbed most of the tension out of your leg, but it seems that something else is getting tense down there. I suppose you want me to massage that too, don't you, son? I knew this was a bad idea. I should have just had you take a warm bath or something. At your age, you are bound to get horny from me touching you there. And now I'm about to give my own son a hand job. What? That isn't enough? You want more than a hand job? Like what exactly? Oh, don't be shy now, son. We've already gone this far. You might as well tell me what you want. I doubt you could shock me. I've heard it all before. Really? You want me to suck your cock? Why would you ask me to do something like that to my own son? Because you've never had a blowjob before. At your age? Well, I guess I'm not surprised. You've always been a late bloomer when it comes to girls. But I guess it could be worse. And you are a very good boy. If that's what you really want. Okay, son, I'll suck you off. Just lie there and let mommy take care of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. First, I'm going to lick you. I'm going to lick up and down your shaft. And then I'm going to put your head inside my mouth. Do you like that, baby? Hey, I said no touching. Don't put your hands on my head like that. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to be doing it on my own terms. I control the pace, not you. Do you understand me? Okay, now start again. Do you like that, baby? Do you like it when I take your cock inside my mouth? Do you like my nice, warm mouth? And my tongue? Swirling around the tip of your cock head. How does that feel? You really like this, don't you? Oh, that's so sweet of you to say. I love you too, son. You're getting harder. I don't think you're gonna last much longer. Here, give me your hands. I suppose I might as well let you touch my tits while I'm sucking on your cock. That's a good boy. Oh yeah. Squeeze them gently while I suck you. Your cock is twitching. You gonna come, baby? You gonna come for mommy? It's okay, baby. Come for mommy. Come for me. I want you to come in my mouth. Yeah. Good boy. Yeah. Come in my mouth, son. Come in my mouth. Stay still, sweetie. There's still a little bit more. How did you like your first blowjob? Well, I liked it too. And I hope I can trust you not to tell anybody about this. I doubt you want anyone to know that you had to go to your mom to get your first blowjob. What do you mean, can we do this again? Well, it depends. You've got to be discreet about it. And you better not give me any reason to get mad at you. You know, keep your room clean, keep your grades up, and maybe, just maybe, I can give you a little treat from time to time. But right now you need to get dressed and get back to your own room. Your sister will be home from work soon, and I don't want her to see us like this. Aw, you're welcome, sweetie. I love you too. Good night, baby.